The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Wednesday, 4/6/16. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden here with Kara Schillen as well to talk about the Wisconsin primary. I'm looking at some of the responses, if you will. We have a lot of people, facebook.com/good day, Twitter good day, who have comments. So I'm going to read them and you can comment if you wish. Scott has said, love it. Can't wait for a brokered convention. A lot of talking heads exploding. My comment is that Ted Cruz can't win a general election. No matter how you slice it and dice it, he will not win. You put him with Tracy and he doesn't win. I don't know that I think Trump can either, frankly, at this point. If it's a brokered convention, there's rumoring of Paul Ryan.
Yeah,
I think he's a very attractive candidate. I think he
would be
hard to beat.
Of the Republican Party, at least as we know.
So what?
If they parachute in a candidate that was not part of the process, that didn't win one delegate, that didn't win a state, that didn't compete in a debate, I will be so ticked. I mean, as much as I like Paul Ryan, I would love to see Paul Ryan run for the presidency. I think he's a great candidate. I think he's a great choice. But this time around, if it's not Trump or Cruz, I can't imagine what things will look like. People are going to be angry, and I think...
Well, I think they're angry already at the Republican establishment because they've screwed with it to this point.
Yes.
And brought in all the dough from the Kochs and all the other people to try to create a way to keep from getting... If you're angry at anybody, you should be angry at those people who are part of the Republican hierarchy.
And oh, I am.
Anything but Trump.
And we're so slowly getting to the point...
They've destroyed themselves.
We're slowly getting to the point where Trump may not be able to lock this up.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to win, I think. He didn't need to win Wisconsin. He's got a lot of states that he's really far ahead in the polls, like New York and Pennsylvania. He's ahead in the 50%, you know, against the Ted Cruz's and the Kasich's who are back in the teens and the 20s, like low 20s. But he can still wrap this up. I think for the first time in a long time, California is going to matter. And I think it's going to be an interesting thing to see who pulls away with California because Ted Cruz has never forgotten California. He's been here. He's really smart at doing what they call in politics the ground game, where he gets people out on the streets, getting people to go and vote. And Trump, I think, has thought, you know, I don't think he thought big enough to go to California. I think he either thought he was going to wrap it up first, or maybe it would have never come to this. And Kasich even has a good shot in California, so it's going to be really weird to see. I don't, anybody who is part of this Never Trump movement, though, they're dead to me. Because I'm telling you, in Wisconsin, these top radio hosts that are part of this Never Trump movement are truly screwing up the entire any chance that conservatives have to win the presidency in 2016. The people have spoken. Don't be arrogant. Let the people have their will. Let Trump go in there as a nominee. If he beats Hillary, great. If he doesn't, okay, we put up the candidate that's been the most popular.
Fascinating story, though, don't you? That there was a contingency of radio hosts from all kinds of stations who got together because they were against Trump and basically rallied the whole state for Cruz.
And you know what I think is super stupid about that? You guys will agree with me. Is that in talk radio, we have jobs because there's stuff to talk about. These guys, if Ted Cruz wins, he's going to be one kind of candidate. There'll be stuff to talk about, but he is definitely not going to bring the topics that President Donald Trump would bring.
He's not going to win. But it is very interesting to see how some of these, as we have our conventions. I'm in Philadelphia for a convention today. As a matter of fact, it'll be interesting to see what the discussion is, especially about the millennial vote. Here's Max, who says Cruz seems to forget the RNC hates him as much as they hate Trump.
Anyway, so
there's lots to consider here. Richard writes, "Hey, Donald, sounds like you're a loser now." Terry writes, "I can't wait for Donald to run as an independent. It'll be interesting to see if Ben Carson would follow him on the ticket."
That'll be a mess.
All right, lots of speculation anyway. In a moment, we're going to change gears here on Good Day. Those of you, especially younger people who are moving, this is right up in my wheelhouse, because for the first time in my life, I've actually moved from one home to another, and I haven't liked it. I've made a lot of mistakes. So somebody suggested that I ought to talk to someone who knows how to do this. So for those of you who are, people, I was talking to actually Bob Kay, who works with me. He moved 14 times. I think Meredith's moved about that many times. I've never moved in my life, so I don't know how to do it. So those of you who are confronted with moving and don't know how to do it, we're going to help you with that problem in just a moment here on Good Day.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one. A fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price Match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Transform your home with the latest hardwood flooring styles from Lumber Liquidators. We've got the leading trends in distressed flooring on sale. Get a rustic, reclaimed look with Bull Barn Oak Laminate. This week, it's 20% off. Or add coastal charm to any room with pre-finished Delaware Driftwood Oak. It's $1 off a square foot. Get popular wood look tile trends from just $1.99. And all in-stock Morningstar Bamboo is 15 to 20% off. Plus more unbeatable flooring deals from 59 cents. And special financing is available. Don't miss the best deals on the hottest flooring styles. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
After the hour on the Good Day program. So the focus on moving and all the conversation here has brought me about to introduce you to Melissa Sullivan, who is from the Mayflower Moving Company. She's a director of marketing there. probably one of the biggest companies of vans. You certainly recognize their vans as they travel across the country. She's living proof of the moving trends found in a Mover Insight study that was done, more focused on millennials. But I think, Melissa, you may have heard me talking about moving. I'm in the process of moving now, and I've never moved before in my life. So,
I'm
very curious.
Well, good morning. Yeah. Good luck to you.
Yeah.
Dougie needs you, stat.
Yeah, it hasn't been the most pleasant experience of my life. I didn't move because of my job. I didn't move because of my family. I moved because I needed to downsize, if you will. I live in a suburban/rural community. I'm a very active person. Maybe I fit the bill, but the focus that you had in this Movies Insight study was basically on millennials. And it happens that I'm in Philadelphia today for a convention on millennials in broadcasting. So all of these things fit together. So what'd you learn about moving from this survey?
Year, you know, Mayflower, like I said, one of the biggest, certainly the best known moving company in the country, and we know a lot about where people are moving, but we wanted to get some information on why. And as you mentioned, with that convention that you're at, millennials are the hot topic right now. Everybody's trying to figure out what motivates this generation, and so we took a closer look at what they're doing, and we found some really interesting information. So, you know, you might expect people move for a new job, and we did find that millennials fit that category too. About half of them said, you know, they've moved in their lifetime for a new job. But more than that, they're looking for experiences, and almost half of our survey respondents told us they had moved for matters of the heart. You know, 46% said they had moved either to find a new romantic partner or to move to be with someone that they love.
Isn't that interesting? I'll share my own. I did a list over the weekend of the six reasons why I moved. And one of the six reasons was because of my relationship. I needed a new and better, a different sort of place to be with. So it was one of the things. I find it interesting that it really is motivating. I suppose it makes sense when you think about it because it is one of the motivating factors. But most of the time people think they move because of a job, right?
Right. Certainly. Well, I know, you know, the last move I made, I moved to St. Louis, Missouri, and my husband, who's a big fan of living out west in the mountains, which we don't have any of here in St. Louis, he said, well, you know, I want to be with her, so I'm going to follow her to St. Louis. And so, the things we do for love, right?
Yeah, exactly. All right, so let's spend 60 seconds or so sharing some of the tips for those people who are planning to move as they make their preparations. What do you advise?
Sure. Well, one of the things I'm sure you're finding, especially not having moved in quite a while, is you accumulate a lot of things over time. And so as you're thinking about the moving process, you might want to take stock of everything that you have and decide, okay, can I really picture this in my new house? Is this something that I need? And, you know, you can start selling things, having a garage sale, or donating things to charity. That's going to make your move much less.
All right, so then I did okay. I've got a room full of things that I'm giving to Goodwill. There's a photo that we posted on my Facebook page of the dumpster out behind the house that was filled with things that I didn't need or that just didn't apply. So, okay, I'm doing all right so far. What else?
So you're off to a good start. Now, if you're not one of those people that has lots of good, strong, trustworthy friends, you're probably going to want to get the help of a moving company. And, you know, a lot of great moving companies out there, but you also don't want to fall victim to a scam or somebody that's going to just be careless and damage your stuff. So I would recommend, you know, talk to your family and friends, see who they've used in the past.
Well, I would tell you that I remember as a kid moving and using Mayflower, so maybe that's the bottom line here. That's why I went to you to find information, because I remember the only moving company I really know is Mayflower, and you can find out more about this survey and whether or not you want to use them by going to Mayflower.com. That's Mayflower.com. Melissa Sullivan, thank you.
looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Being given to the finale of American Idol. This is Kelly Clarkson, one of the great winners, very successful, as you understand her career, going back to, what, 2002, Jen, I think, right? Isn't that when she really...
That was the first year,
yeah. Yeah, she really was sort of coronated and seems to have done extraordinarily well. I forgot what Simon Cowell said about her. Anybody remember what Simon Cowell said about Kelly Clarkson?
You know, I got the opportunity to watch a little bit of this yesterday. And,
did you?
They were all kind of like, eh. And
yeah.
They said during the...
They said she wasn't very good and forgettable.
Right. That's right. He said, I don't remember you from your last appearance.
Yeah.
But then when she got into the top 10, boom, she just took off.
Bingo.
And everybody said she became...
This American Idol thing, I think you and I must have watched the same part, Rich. But it was really interesting to remember that this show started right as we were all recovering from 9/11. And they looked at this, yeah, Fox looked at this as like a beacon of hope because it was like Americans doing great things and it's, you know, it's a talent show and it was to distract people. And then when Simon actually sat down and started insulting everybody, Fox said, look, we like this show. It's doing well for us, but we want to get rid of Simon because Americans like to see successful things. We don't want to see bad auditions. We don't want to see Simon being mean to people right now. And really, that was what was the moment of the show. And Kelly Clarkson said, look, if you want to be a real performer and you can't deal with Simon Cowell's comments, you can't deal with the music business because it's only worse than what he has today.
Yeah, she said it gets a lot worse than Simon.
All right, so here's entertainment reporter John Wheeler talking about the end of the line for American Idol.
Who will be the final star created by American Idol, which gave the world Kelly Clarkson, Carrie Underwood, and Jennifer Hudson? Whether viewers choose a future superstar or a trivia question remains to be seen, but executive producer Nigel Lifegoat, who helped translate Britain's pop idol into the Fox version that debuted in 2002, said the farewell episode will be memorable. Lifegoat promised that it will be a spectacular show with all the former winners on hand, along with past contestants and other surprises in the two-hour finale.
All right, I'm looking at some of the names from various seasons that I don't really remember. Melinda Doolittle.
I remember her.
I remember Jordan Sparks. He was in
Jordan. He was in
season six. She. Oh, Jordan.
She's a daughter of that football player.
Oh, right. Okay.
Why am I confusing with somebody else? She's got a pretty decent career. She's had some hits.
So here are some of the comments. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter, Good Day. Nate writes, I have a great idea for the final American Idol song. How about singing Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead? Sounds appropriate to me. You sound like a clown, Nate. I don't mean that with a capital C. Tamara writes, great show, a lot of talent, lots of blessings. Sorry to see it go. Now, that's more, I think, appropriate. Chris writes, Idol messed up big time. Turning point was when Chris Allen won over Adam Lambert, when Philip Phillips' victory over Jessica Sanchez sealed the heck out of the show. Goodbye, Idol.
It was interesting. Remember, Chris Allen, Danny Gokey, and Adam Lambert were the top three, and both Danny Gokey and Adam Lambert have had a much better career than Chris Allen did. But he was probably the cutest, and you know, you still have the teenage girl vote in there.
Suzanne writes, we will really miss American Idol. Don't want it to end. Barbara writes, I hope some network picks up Idol and the judges stay. I especially love Jennifer and Harry. I'm of the impression, looking at some of the information about this, that somebody's retooling it already to come back next year as a different kind of show.
They were saying, that American Idol is not going away. They'll come back.
No, just the way that they do. Interesting to see what they can create with this. All right, some of the singers from American Idol here. 28 after on Good Day.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our Better Business Bureau A-plus rated tax attorneys and enrolled agents will review your case for free and give you a low price guaranteed quote to get you protected today. Call U.S. Tax Shield now. 800-547-0193. 800-547-0193.
Transform your home with the latest hardwood flooring styles from Lumber Liquidators. We've got the leading trends in distressed flooring on sale. Get a rustic, reclaimed look with Bull Barn Oak Laminate. This week, it's 20% off. Or add coastal charm to any room with pre-finished Delaware Driftwood Oak. It's a dollar off a square foot. Get popular wood look tile trends from just $1.99. And all in-stock Morningstar Bamboo is 15 to 20% off. Plus more unbeatable flooring deals from 59 cents. And special financing is available. Don't miss the best deals on the hottest flooring styles. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insurance bundled like macaroni and cheese, please. I got discounts up the wazoo. Yahoo! Saving money, riding down the open road on my bike, dropping fine rhymes, then dropping the mic. Assuming that's okay with the venue.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting, buggy riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachievers.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
After the hour, I hope you do well. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, where it is chilly today. I'm in Philadelphia. It's chilly today. It's chilly in New England, chilly across the... And Meredith told me she overnighted in Richmond on her drive back up. She's going to meet me here in Philadelphia tonight. I think she said it was in the 50s. But she's been used to temperatures in the 80s, the 90s, very hot in Florida the last couple of weeks. But the last couple of days here in the Northeast, the final licks of winter, and you look at the snow in the Great Lakes region. Man, did they get walloped on Sunday and Monday. There was a tour, Tour bus that crashed into a guard railing. A couple of injuries, nobody get killed. But the icy roads, you saw lots of pictures of jackknife trucks and that kind of stuff. And then there's the Weather Channel that always, how are they the ones that are naming these storms?
Of
yesterday's storm was Ursula. Where did that come from? Ursula.
I think the National Weather Service does it, don't they?
National Weather Service, yeah.
Yeah.
Do they?
Yes.
Anyway, so did they, what about openers for baseball games because of the weather? What has happened? I've lost track of what went on.
Well, in sunny California, the Dodgers beat the Padres 15-0.
Good.
For their one win of the season. Score early, so you can go home.
Score! All right, so Richie, what else happened?
Well, no, on the East Coast, there was a bunch of cold games. I mean,
cold?
And the Nats have their home opener tomorrow. And it looks like it's going to be chilly and rain.
Mm-hmm. Nice. All right. Why do they start the season? I mean, it's all about money because they want to get stuff on TV. But
right.
It seems
90 degrees
more.
Here yesterday. It's warm. You people are the ones
so
that
everybody's
still playing.
Why don't they stay in there? Why don't they start the season and stay in their winter training camps for another week or two and still have the games count? Why do they get themselves into a situation?
They're kind of manly men, Dougie. Put on some sleeves. Oh, Come on.
The parks are so small, they'd be dinging them out every single ad bat.
All right, the Panama Papers, now that the Prime Minister of Iceland has resigned. Lots of people commenting on that. It's very appropriate. You saw all the pictures of those people that were protesting yesterday. Stephen writes, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day. Wow, must be nice to live in a country where leaders are actually held accountable for being shady. David says, the reason there aren't any Americans on the list is they still haven't released all the information yet. The show is far from over.
Oh, there's a thousand companies on the list, a thousand American companies on the list.
Yeah.
All based in Nevada and Arizona.
I'm sticking by my story that the really, really rich find really, really good ways not to pay their fair share in taxes.
Well, who says it's their fair share?
All right,
where's
Mr.
that coming from?
That's what I'm saying. That's why Sanders' plan doesn't work, because the people that he really, really wants to tax are really, really finding ways to invest their money someplace else, or they're really finding ways to hide their money someplace else.
People so don't understand how the system works. People just don't understand.
As long as you tax people to death, they're going to find a way to put it somewhere else.
Of course, wouldn't you?
Right. And it just hurts the economy. It's so naive. Luann writes, oh, man, I love the way Iceland comes together. Our stubborn Congress people won't resign until they're headed to prison.
I know. The Iceland guy's like, look, I'll go.
Hmm. Michael says, is it just me or does it seem like the whole world is headed for a cataclysm? People are losing faith in government all around the world. Social media seems to feed that feeling. Hopefully something positive comes from all of this. Well, what I think comes from it is Putin, the connection to Putin and what a slimewad he is very clear. I tried to make the connection yesterday. Maybe I'll spend a moment making it more clear than I did yesterday, because it is confusing. It is very complicated, but the bottom line is that all the money that they're talking about is in the hands, the management hands of a legal Panamanian law firm, but the bank that's managing the money is a Russian bank that's controlled by Putin and his pals. And when you see that the president of Ukraine is one of the chief investors, and I put that in quotation marks, he and others who have been publicly at odds with Putin, but behind the scenes, they're all making deals. This is a game. This is a show. This is a way that you see how phony these international events are, the blow-ups. The war between Ukraine and Russia, or the conflict, was set. These two guys are in it together. And they're the ones off the balance sheet are making the dough, because they're invested in these military-industrial complexes that are making money because people like us are foolish enough to send in our troops and or send in our planes and ships and all that stuff. And the people who are making money, all of these people are invested in military-industrial companies. It is phenomenal. And I think that this is going to really, hopefully, wake the world up to how sinister the military-industrial complex is, because that's really what it is, sinister. In a moment, Jennifer updates us on a couple of television stories, and then Ron Hoffman, Dr. Hoffman, will be here with some important medical advice, including the new financial incentive from John Hancock to eat healthy. That's coming right up here on Good Day.
I think my garden is cursed.
I told Dominic Miracle-Gro garden soil with moisture control helps gardens flourish and protects against over and under watering.
Ace is the place where a miracle cancels
any curse. Now through Monday, don't miss over $250 in instant savings on select products throughout the store, including our best brands like Miracle-Gro. Ace Rewards members save instantly in-store through April 11th. Store stock only. See participating stores for details.
Fruits and veggies in a capsule. That's right. Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies capsules maintain 10 servings of 31 different 100% whole fruits and veggies. They are powerful antioxidants, enhance your immune system, and most importantly, have no synthetic extracts or fillers.
Call now to find out how you can get your free set of fruits and veggies. Call toll-free 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and be sure to enter promo code GD.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, here we are at 42 minutes after the hour on Good Day, Wednesday morning. Self-driving cars seem to be, or at least in the minds of some, something that will be a reality. What do you think about self-driving cars? A lot of people have started raising some very interesting questions about self-driving cars. And I said a few minutes ago, I think it's morality and ethics. And I think that's, people say, what's that got to do with driving a car? I think it has a lot to do with driving a car. Here's Patrick Lynn, the director of the Ethics Science Group, bringing up a scenario in which your car could make life and death decisions without you having any input whatsoever.
Let's say at some point in the not-so-distant future, you're barreling down the highway in your self-driving car, and you find yourself boxed in on all sides by other cars. Suddenly, a large, heavy object falls off the truck in front of you. Your car can't stop in time to avoid the collision, so it needs to make a decision. Go straight and hit the object, swerve left into an SUV, or swerve right into a motorcycle. Should it prioritize your safety by hitting the motorcycle, minimize danger to others by not swerving, even if it means hitting the large object and sacrificing your life, or take the middle ground by hitting the SUV, which has a high passenger safety rating. So what should the self-driving car do? If we were driving that boxed-in car in manual mode, whichever way we'd react would be understood as just that, a reaction, not a deliberate decision. It would be an instinctual panicked move with no forethought or malice. But if a programmer were to instruct the car to make the same move, given conditions it may sense in the future, well, that looks more like premeditated homicide.
Wow. This is really something else. How many people have thought about it this way? Here is a technology journalist named Dave Cullen from ComputingFever.com. He's concerned about what could go wrong with self-driving cars from a different perspective.
Self-driving cars from Google and other companies are coming, and without doubt, they will be safer and more reliable than human drivers. They won't get tired, drunk, angry, or distracted, and will even share navigational data with other cars, enabling them to make better decisions on the road. My primary concerns about self-driving cars stem from what happens when things go wrong. If the software in the car is corrupted or hacked, if a hacker could commandeer control of the vehicle and kidnap someone in their own car, driving them to a particular location and holding them ransom. Hackers will no doubt cause traffic jams by wirelessly hacking several cars at once, creating chaos on the roads. Finally, by placing driving into the hands of artificial intelligence systems, we are taking something away from human beings, the skill of driving. If something does go wrong, future drivers won't even know how to drive the car if they need to. Are you even going to need a license to own a car? When you purchase a self-driving car, will there be a requirement for you to sit a driving test of some kind? Will Google allow these cars to hand over control easily to a human passenger in the cabin? When that happens, the driving skills, reactions, and reflexes of experienced drivers may be too rusty. The young generation of the future may have basically zero practical driving experience on the roads and will be totally helpless when suddenly thrust behind the wheel. They will be unable to suddenly grasp the fundamentals of driving a car in real-world conditions.
All right. So there's all kinds of stuff. The people that are making these cars will tell you it's not their job. They can make the cars and sell the cars. What you do with the cars is up to you. So government will get involved. It'll be a mess. There's nothing about this that I like, but I know it's progress, and I know it'll happen, and you know it'll happen. Here's a clip from a filmmaker named Alec Bostwick. He made a short video about the ethics of self-driving cars.
You're headed to Starbucks and then work in your driverless car. Suddenly some yob on a motorcycle flies out of his lane, and a crash between you and the motorcyclist looks inevitable. The car's computer sees the oncoming collision and recognizes it will kill you. The car now looks to swerve, sees a family selling oranges on the street, calculates it will have to hit and murder them to save you from collision. Now, the car isn't thinking in this moment. It already knows what it's going to do. It will behave based on what it was programmed to do in the auto factory. The only question is, who's going to die? The driver or the family selling oranges? What should the program do? Commit suicide to spare others? Or save the driver's life at all costs? What if it's at the expense of even more lives lost? And I don't know the answer at all. It's kind of just a heavy philosophical question. But let's be real. It's not dramatic. It's just pragmatic. Computers don't think on their own. They're merely programmed to calculate inputs and then respond with a behavior based on that output. And it'll be programmed to make one of those decisions. Driverless cars are very near and real in this world. And statistically, they will save more lives than drivers do. But the question is, will it save you?
Yeah. All right, Kara, you've got a whole life ahead of you. You're a driving experienced, and what may lie ahead for you different than me, I will always drive and won't. I'm not even interested, but my lifespan probably won't last as long as yours. I wish you well in that department. I also wish myself well in that department, but more likely you'll be driving or in a driverless car. Do you and your friends ever talk about what would happen if one or all of you got a driverless car to the fun that we have? You know, there's a freedom that you feel getting into a car and being able to drive wherever you want to go, isn't there?
I do like driving, and so it's a really interesting dilemma. I've talked about it a little bit with some friends, and I'm just interested to see how it goes, because if one person has, you know, in one of the clips we listened to, it talked about cars communicating with each other,
right,
and being able to help each other and eliminate traffic jams and stuff like that on the roads. But that really only works when everyone has a driverless car, because, yeah, you know, if one person has a driver, then, and they get an accident because they're the person driving, then that affects all of the driverless cars too. It's just, it's interesting because it's going to take a really long time, you know, and I would be interested to see how they would make everyone have a driverless car, you know.
I can't imagine what the highways are going to be like. Can't at all. Here's a nice note about a lady, young lady who needs to be congratulated, a student who came from Elmont Memorial High School on Long Island and has been accepted to all 8 Ivy League universities to which she applied. Wow. Can you imagine what kind of effort that must have taken? Augusta, I'm trying to pronounce her name, Kara, Wamazu Nua, maybe Nay, I'm not sure. She's a valedictorian of the class, and she's been accepted. Actually, there were 2 students accepted to all 8 Ivy League institutions in back-to-back years there. This is really quite an amazing, I mean, I remember the process I went through, and how many of you that went on to post-secondary college work, how many of you applied to 2 college, maybe 3. I applied to 5 or 6. I was accepted to every school I applied to, except one. I wasn't interested in going to an Ivy League school, and I don't know that I would have gotten in had I tried. She's a Nigerian by birth, came to the U.S. at the age of 8, and she's been back and forth to Nigeria a number of times, apparently. She wants to pursue a science-related major. Finalist in this year's Intel Science Talent Search for her research on cement that could help prevent underwater oil rigs from rupturing. My God, this is, what, she's 17 years old and she's thinking like this?
Yeah, wow. I love a line from her that says, I guess what allowed me to be successful after admitting that she's had challenges in numerous classes is her persistence and tenacity. And I think that's exactly it. You're successful when you're persistent.
It doesn't make any difference whether you're in school or whether it's life in general. If you're persistent, whether it comes to relationships, whether it comes to the work that you're doing, whether it comes to a goal that you have that you want to achieve, what great, again, the fact that she has so much wisdom at the age of 17 to be persistent and tenacious. That's the lesson. You've got it, Carrie, and nailed it. 51 past the hour here on Good Day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Okay, we're at 53 at the hour now on the Good Day program. Tech Talk time with more on the self-driving cars and Twitter landing a deal to live stream NFL games. That's up next here on Good Day.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price Match, get a checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store Staples.com for details.
Okay, back to the self-driving cars and what it is that we're dealing with here ethically, morally, in any way. This is from the technology side, though, because we're in the tech talk. So here's a reporter, tech reporter Lisette Padula, who focuses on self-driving cars and the question back again, the ethics of technology, in fact.
Let's say there are two cars on a bridge headed towards each other on a path of inevitable collision, and your car is just you, while the other car has a family of five. Your car is faced with a decision. Should it allow the crash, potentially killing everyone, or should it veer off the bridge, killing you, but ensuring the survival of everyone else? Some would argue that the algorithm should always protect the interest of the driver, while others would argue that the algorithm should protect the greater good. This ethical dilemma enters the murky territory of attaching value to human lives. If we had to make an algorithm today, would all lives be treated equally, assigned the same value? It's easy to say yes. But what if the crash were between a Nobel laureate and a convict, a school bus full of children, or the President of the United States? Or what if it were the President of the U.S. or the President of Argentina? And there are a ton of other things to consider. What about collateral damage or financial harm? What about liability or vehicle strength? Would cars that can withstand greater damage allow bigger risk? What's interesting is not this particular rare situation where a collision is inevitable, but rather that driverless cars are creating a whole new infrastructure that necessitates analysis and revision of our ethics. By removing instinct from the equation, we are being asked to predetermine actions and assign numerical weight to our most personal values.
All right. Your thoughts certainly encourage. Primary focus is at facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Speaking of Twitter, they have secured the rights to live stream 10 of the Thursday night football games. The games are going to be streamed online free on Twitter, in addition to the showings on NBC and CBS and the NFL Network. Twitter has positioned itself as a valuable complement to live activity, said the NFL in a statement. Including watching television, streaming NFL games would be a way to expand its primary usefulness to viewers as a place to talk about events happening in real time to a huge audience of football people who haven't had, younger people who haven't had reason to visit. I don't know whether this is important for you or not. It certainly is an interesting technology story. It's allowed individual games to be streamed in the past. The NFL has. This is the first season-long free streaming deal. So you listen to it instead of, I don't know, why do you need to, I guess would be the question. Aren't there tons of other ways that you can get the game? It's food for thought. Okay, this is going to send you into the ozone. I know it sent me into the ozone. The TSA, Transportation Security Administration, paid IBM $47,000 for an app that randomly tells passengers to go left or right, and it could have been created by a tech developer in 10 minutes for about $20. How do you like that, boys and girls? Your tax dollars at work. $47,000 for an app at the TSA that could have been created for $20. Originally, it was reported that the app cost $1.4 million. Wow, yeah, what a disgrace.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.